Greetings, I'm Jamie Skillen, your host with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate on Rumble and quite a few other platforms, BMO, and we're still holding off on YouTube because of their censorship program is off the scale, and no matter what you say now, you're going to be censored. So, you know, I haven't even been on Facebook for a long time because I've been in jail more than I've been on Facebook, so I kind of stay away from that, but soon we'll probably be on Truth Social and a few others getting on there. There's so much going on. I'm really surprised everything's still up and running because we had a massive solar flare just hit us, and they call it the cannonball flare because it was multiple CMEs and they came in. I'm really wondering if we got a little help on that or what, because that should have really done a lot of damage on the grid, the size of that. But it had X-class flares in it and everything else, and you didn't hear too much about the damage. But I know one thing spiritually, I felt this huge release, and we've been dealing with these reptilian serpent beings, all this stuff, and these energies are actually driving them out, and it's also driving them crazy. And all the people that are working with those entities are going batshit crazy too. So you're seeing people just lose it over little things. And the tyrants are getting more tyrannical. The virtue signals are getting more virtuous. And I've been watching all these things roll out, the masks and everything else. You notice I still haven't cut my beard, because I'll trim it when we get our freedom back. But speaking of which, our glorious leader is just pretty much screwed up everything. I'm trying to, you know, people go, well, what is he screwed up? And I said, what hasn't he screwed up? I can't even, you know, just everything. Why even pick a topic? You know, it's like foreign policy, the economy, the health and well-being, just the civilization in general. He's just taken us to hell in a handbasket. And his group, but it's all going to get rectified. I really do feel like that's what a lot of this energy is about, is shifting, you know, bringing all this up so we can see what it is, you know, and what it's all about, and then pushing it up and out. So when you see the chaos and you just see all this dark stuff coming up, just realize that's part of the healing. It's bringing everybody's stuff up. And so all the hidden things like the, you know, drug trafficking, child trafficking, the bio labs and everything that's happening, cleaning those out, which our friend, and I know I'll get a lot of crap from this, but people need to really look into what's happening in Russia, what's really happening in Russia. It's not anything of what you've been told. And so it's a war with the deep state. It's a war with the Nazis. It's a war with the bioweapons labs and the global elite. We're entrenched in there and they're being cleaned out. So there's so much more of the story. I don't believe in war. I wish there was another way. You know, I'm a peaceful person, but sometimes, you know, when people are gearing up to take you out, you have to deal with them. You have to remove them. And that's basically what's going on there. And I think you're going to see that here too, very soon. So there's a lot of stuff. I was listening to Megan Rose's, one of her channelings about what's happening with the space fleet and all the other things, and how the Navy and their pilots are being trained, and they're being upgraded their consciousness so they can interact with the ships and the weapons and things like that. And it was spot on. You know, it was very accurate. There's nothing I could argue about that. So she's putting out some very good information. You know, all information has a percentage of accuracy. And a lot of the information we've been hearing lately is about 70%. And what's weird is I see some of the channels steering things right into the hands of the global elite and the Illuminati and go, no, it's not going to, not going to go that way. It's not, that's not the way it's going to go. And, you know, so, but something is brewing, something big. We've seen so many ships here in Hawaii. They're at the ranch too. They're coming in on massive on coming in big time. I'm not that savvy on downloading off the camera, but I've filmed quite a few ships here. We'll get that up and running. But, you know, every night, you know, I sometimes get up at 4:30 or 5:30, sometimes walk outside, big ships coming down. So on that note, I wanted to bring some other people who have seen the ships, so you don't think it's just me blowing smoke. So there's just so much going on. So Heidi, our neighbor here, is coming over to join us. See if I can get this mic out of the way. There we go.
Hi, James.
Oh, you got green on.
Oh no! Look.
Now you're disappearing. That's okay. Yeah, okay. You'll be my 5D mentor there. but anyway, I'd love for you to talk about some of the ships that you've seen. I know you saw a massive ship. You mm-hmm. said it was something like miles long or something like that.
Yeah. I was down about 20 minutes from here, down in one of the towns, and it's just feeling so much, like you said, there's so much ET activity going on right now, and you can feel them. They're in the skies. They're just everywhere. They're really wanting to make their presence known. And I was kind of in a whole nother spacey kind of feeling. And I was like, what is happening right now? And when I looked up in the sky, and it was like this ginormous, like ship.
You're ascending. Yeah, they're beaming you up right now. Look at that.
I'm a headless.
It's hilarious. Like you're phasing in and out. Where have I seen that before? Let me think.
You know, so. It's like on Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, this ship was just miles long, and it just kind of felt like they're totally making their presence known. Yeah. And I haven't seen one like that. I felt them, but to just have it, to see that. And, you know, as I kind of tuned in, I was like, well, it almost felt like, what the word that came to my mind was arc, like almost like Noah's Ark. And it made me think, wow, are they here to like just hold frequency, which I know that they're doing right now because there's so many of them and so many, you know, the Palladians and Arcturians. I mean, all the different ones are here, the Syrians, everybody's here. Yeah. But are they also here to, it almost felt like, are they going to, if stuff really goes down, are they here to come pick some of us up? Like if we choose to, you know, if that's what our, you know, contract is or whatever, and are we going to be there for a while and then come back down here if things go awry? But, you know, it just kind of felt like a real, I guess, like a heartfelt just, hey, we're here. We got you no matter how crazy this is, whatever it is, because I don't feel like they're our saviors either. You know, they're here making their presence known. Because there's so many levels to this multi-galactic war right here that's going on, right? This war on consciousness. So,
yeah, it's crazy. We've been feeling this really strong energy, like nothing is going to be the same. Things are going to change very rapidly, and they had to get ugly for a while just for people to realize, for the muggles to wake up and see what's really going on, and to see what the woke, you know, program is really about, and all, and the Green New Deal, all that stuff is all Illuminati sponsored, you know, nonsense. But, you know, if you look at the real science, and we really need to look at it, like humans do, like something 0.4% of, it's a ridiculous amount. We have such a little footprint. And, you know, nature, you know, a volcano throws off massive, you know, and I've just seen these guys trying to write laws, you know, they write laws against you can't swim with the dolphins. Next, they're going to write a law, an emission law on the volcano. I'm waiting for that to happen. You've already had your quota. You've emitted too much CO2. We've got to cap this volcano. You know, it's really getting that psycho. And I've been trying to figure out, okay, these like court, whatever, you know, occasional cortex, whatever her name is. Any of these guys have a calculator? I mean, this stuff they come up with, do the math, you know, buy an electric car, you're going to save so much money. And you go, well, do the math on the electric car, you know? And so my thing is, how are you going to charge the electric car? You know, a lot of the generators are still operating on diesel and natural gas. And so yeah, you got your electric car, you're still creating electricity with diesel and gas. So all these shortages and everything else are totally unnecessary. It's just ridiculous. So I think we can phase out into alternative energies and things like that, but nobody has to suffer in the meantime. And I just filled my tank up. I had half a tank, and I'm driving this little Jeep, you know, and I have half a tank, and I filled it up, and it was like $78.
Whoa.
For half a tank. And I went,
holy cow,
are you kidding me? I go, somebody making $15 an hour or $20 an hour, something like that, how are they going to get to work? How are they, what if you use your vehicle for your work? You know, how are they going to start transporting food and the truckers and everything else? It's like, this is pure insanity. Nobody knows. You know, these other guys never use their calculator, and they never look at the big picture on how this is going to impact everybody. So I think, you know, in the short term, we have to look at that and just say, look, we can transition into this other stuff. We just don't have to drop the hammer and make everybody have food shortages and gas shortages and everything and blame it on other countries and other people. You know, the buck lies with you know who, and we won't mention Biden's name.
You know? Well, I just saw it too. They were talking about the Federal Reserve was talking about the qualitative
easing,
and that it's usually like 20 to 40 somewhere in there. And now they've just taken off all the limits. So people are talking about massive inflation. I mean, you see the inflation already going crazy. And it's just interesting because, you know, if we really reflect, it makes me think of like the bigger picture, like we talk. Well, what's really trying to happen? Are they trying to get us to grow our own food? Are they trying to get us to get back into where we're in the driver's seat? Are they trying to get us to do alternative, you know, fuels so that we go back? I mean, I was just talking to a friend of mine about how there's a guy here that converts gasoline engines over to water, you know, and it's like, why aren't we starting? Maybe is that also part of some of the steering that's also happening too, is the old system falls away and. You know?
Yeah, I know a physicist we won't talk about, I can't mention his name, but we've watched him convert water into jet fuel, into diesel and regular gas, all three, you know, and
30 seconds.
Yeah. 30 seconds. So I mean,
let's do that.
So here's what I want people to think about. So, you know, we're thinking about these cars. Okay, we got to get rid of all these gas guzzling cars. Well, not really. All we have to do is change the fuel.
Totally.
You know, and we can still have our what do you call the big muscle cars and everything. We can still do that. Yeah. You know, we just change the fuel. Okay, so let's go to the next step. What about your electric car? You know, well, let's put a fuelless energy generator in there and throw that in there. Then you can drive the tires off. You know, you can go forever on that car. And the same thing with the water for fuel, you can go forever. Okay, now let's go to the next level. You don't even need tires because we have anti-gravity and counter-gravity. And you can say, hey, I think I'll have breakfast in Japan and maybe Australia, I'll have lunch. And you know, maybe I'll take a trip in the ocean because these things can go underwater too. So, you know, all those spaceships can go underwater just as easy as it can fly through the air and go in space. So anyway, I mean, that's what we're looking at. And I really feel like this event just happened, and it was that coronal mass ejection that backed up CME. And I just think that just pushed things so far over the edge that you're going to see everything moving really fast right now.
I feel that too.
Yeah. And all of us are feeling like, you know, I was kind of projecting out a few years and I was getting like, you may not even be here, you know? And I go, okay, well, I'm okay. Am I going to die or something? They go, no. They said, you may retire in the Pleiades or something. Mm. You know, you might be going somewhere else. And I know I'm 8 years beyond my contract that I agreed on because everything's been really held back. And we, you know, everybody thought, people didn't think there was going to be so much resistance, and they didn't think the masses would actually be that stupid, you know, <Yeah. laughs> that by now they would have figured it out. And so it took a lot longer than everybody thought. But I feel like it's going to start moving really fast, and you're going to see big changes, and you're going to see these draconian Nazi regimes for what they are. They're all going to be seen for what they are. And And if you want to know who they are, just watch the news and reverse it. Just so totally reverse everything they say. Mm-hmm. And the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys. So if you want to watch the news, that's just go and reverse everything you hear on the mainstream news. And then you'll have a better picture of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking too, the timeline wars that have been going on for a long time, like you just said, everything kind of stopped and slowed down. I mean, it really feels like there's all these different timelines that have been taken out. And what I was feeling just in the last few weeks is feels like massive timeline convergences, you know, and I know that's been happening, but it just felt like maybe that's even more of what's happening is a lot of these old timelines are getting taken down and they were just
something flipped, you know, something really shifting. Flipped mm-hmm. And the old guard and the old energies and even the unseen negative, they were hanging on. They were doing everything they could to hang on and stop it. And something just flipped. I don't know. It's going to take me a while to figure out what this is, but something flipped and it was big and all of us are feeling it, you know? So I think this whole charity program and this whole virtue thing and, you know, all the evidence behind everything, you know, the masks and everything is all coming out now. And it's just, the whole thing was just a big psyops. And unfortunately, a lot of people are going to suffer greatly from that because there's other agendas behind that. Mm-hmm. And that's all going to be revealed. That's all going to come out. But I really feel it's going to be really interesting. Just watch the next few weeks, what happens. Cause something really flipped and it flipped hard, you know? So, and I don't know if it's all the multidimensional beings coming in and they did some spiritual mojo on it or I don't know what happened, but it's like, definitely something flips.
I think it's massive. And I just feel like there's so much of a presence from our family, from the stars. I mean, talk about ships. It's like, we're seeing ships, not just those big ones, but little ones. You know, here and there, I saw, you know, power up a couple of weeks ago. I'm seeing them up in the clouds over the ocean. I know, Kathy, you saw some of them too. Like, just incredible, you know, early morning hours too. And I just feel like they're asking us, look up, you know, if we haven't looked up, like, look up, connect with us. Like, we're here to help. And I feel like, you know, there's so many of us, especially here, that's watching your show that are already connected to the stars. Oh, yeah. And they're just asking, you know, remember, and, you know, and we'll just get more activated, you know, as we notice them up there, you know.
Now, Kathy, you saw some amazing ships. I'd like to talk about that. You saw a huge one split.
I've seen several since I've been here.
Yeah.
But there was two in particular that I saw. And one was right over the ocean. And it was just this, it was this beautiful gold light. And it flashed me a couple times. And it had such a peaceful, loving energy. And it was just calming and beautiful. And it was right on top of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And the other one was a couple nights ago. And I got out of my tent. It was about 5:30 in the morning. And I look up and immediately it just showed up in the sky. And then it broke off into maybe three or four other pieces. And it only lasted for a few seconds, but it gave me this excitement. Mm-hmm. I felt so excited in my heart and that something really good was going to happen. And something to look forward to.
And I really kind of feel like, I know this is available to everybody, but not everybody's going to feel this or experience this. And I know there's some people that are just, they're going around about their everyday life. And they want to be in that level of consciousness. They just want to be a body and a personality, and they're totally physical and external and, you know, they may not see any of this. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how you can miss it because everybody can see it if you go out and look.
You have to look up.
Yeah, all you got to do is go out and look up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you need an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, focus on love and joy, send it to them, tell them you want to see them, you want to know what your connection is to them, and bingo, you know, things happen.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, you got to put the time in, you got to do the time. I just did a show in LA, a radio show in LA, and it was... before I went on the show, they were talking about some hooker calling in and saying how she was going to do the hose. Oh, it was one of those shows. And I go, oh, what am I doing here? You know, what? Why did I agree to do this? But, you know, it was really interesting. And, you know, I did get to say things, but the callers were like unbelievable. It's like they're calling in and saying, what kind of crack are you smoking? You know, what kind of PCP are you on? Those are DMT experiences. And that was two of the callers just ranted and ranted. And, you know, and I waited and I let them have their rant and everything else. And I just said, you're right. And they didn't know what to do with that, you know? And I said, well, you're right. I said, that's your experience. That's what you can experience. And that's your reality. And that's your right. I said, it's not my reality. And I said, it's sad that you've chosen such a limited reality, but I said, you're right. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, if you want to project all this stuff on me, go ahead, you know? And I told him, I said, you know, I'll pee in a bottle. I have no drugs in my system, you know, at all. And I haven't had for God since I was 19, but, you know,
yeah, you don't need it.
Did a little experimentation when I was younger, but, very, very little, but, you know, I didn't even drink, you know? So it's like, you know, these are all, you know, they couldn't understand this. I'm going, look, you know, we've got triple PhD Boeing engineers. We've got Air Force Base commanders, Skunk Works people, all these people coming, seeing the same thing. The cameras are videotaping it and taking photos of it. And these are the people you really want to ask. We've had NASA people come out and they said, these are not ours. I don't know who these are. And so a lot of time when the government says, we don't know who they are, they don't know. They haven't risen to the occasion. They don't have the consciousness to connect with these other beings and find out who they are and what their appearances are. So when they show you those fuzzy Tic Tacs and all this other stuff, and you look at them as the experts, that's all they know. They saw a fuzzy Tic Tac. You know, have they had a near-death experience? No. Do they meditate? Probably not. You know, have they engaged contact? Do they want to have contact? You know, it's like, no, they're busy doing their jobs and doing what they do. So, you know, it's like, who's, you know, to me, it's not my job to push some reality on somebody else. You know, it's up to them to choose to open up to it and then do what's necessary to have that experience for themselves. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. But you know, after I got off the show, I went, God, that was sad, you know, in a way, because these people may never know. They're never going to know who they are. They're never going to know what's available to them. They're not even going to be aware of what's happening, this shift. And that eventually they'll see the physical counterparts of what's happening, but it's going to be a long time in coming for them to ever figure this out, you know. And it's kind of sad, you know. And you know, after the show was over, they said, hey, why don't you come down to LA and come hang out with us? And I said, nope. Nope, not gonna happen. You know, I said, I don't do big cities. I don't do very well in big cities. And you know, I spend 99% of my time clearing unseen negative energies when I'm in a big city. So it's just, I need to be out in nature. I need to have my hands in the dirt and a place to meditate without all the psychic turbulence and all the craziness going on. So, and I think we all need to do that. We need to break away from social consciousness and all this other stuff going on if we're going to get through these shifts. But
yeah, absolutely. I think you bring up a great point about being in nature, because I mean, that's, we're so disconnected from nature, and it's like, yeah, we need to get back in there. I mean, I took a trip just a few weeks ago down to Mexico where there was no Wi-Fi, no nothing, and we were with the gray whales. And I mean, talk about just an incredible experience, and just to reconnect and just be in that nature place. And you know, here I live in Hawaii, and it's like, I think all of us, you know, there's nature everywhere. Get in those mountains, you know, go out in a lake, whatever it is, go garden, get your hands in there. And, you know, I think as you're talking to, like, with the whole spaceships and connecting with your ET friends, it's like, that also challenges all of our foundational stuff, right? Yeah. Too. So it starts to crack that stuff. And I know that it could be a scary place, but it's really what we're being asked to do. I mean, and you're reminding me, Kathy, as you were talking about the other ships, I've got a good friend that's on Oahu. And she actually texted me after a day or two after I saw that one big ship. And she was actually telling me, she goes, are you seeing these huge ships? And I was like, it's funny, I just saw it. And she goes, do you know what they want? And she goes, you know, and I said, well, I kind of feel like they're really asking us, you know, like, connect to us, you know, what's going on? And that's what she was feeling too. Like they're here holding that space, holding that frequency, and they're letting us know, like, hey, we're here, you know, you're not alone, kind of a thing. And so just really expanding that energy. So it's like, there's more and more of us that are noticing these huge, you know. And then doesn't it make you think about, I don't know, like, I grew up with Christian and the Bible and everything. And what really was Noah's Ark? You know, I mean, like, think about it for a second. Yeah. You think of an ark, is that really a spaceship? Yeah. And was there really a kind of crazy time where they took, you know, a bunch of people up on a ship and then brought them back down when things got better? I don't know. I mean, there's just, it just kind of cracks all your foundation.
Yeah, there's things I keep wondering, like, first of all, how did they have enough food for all the animals? And then what did they feed the carnivores? Because if it's two by two and they had to feed one of them, that's the end of that line. And you really think about that. And I know there are these massive arcs that they've told me for a long time that they have everything that they've preserved on the inner earth, and they have other planets. I think one plant was like Lillenager or something like that. And it was a planet, and all it was a zoo. And it had everything from everywhere on it. Wow. The whole planet was just a zoo, you know, and amazing. And so they said, yeah, we preserved everything. So in case you guys destroy yourselves, you know, we can come back in a million years.
Reseed life here on the earth. Yeah, so. I mean, that's what Admiral Byrd said too, when he went down in the 30s or whatever it was and flew a plane in there, said everything like dinosaurs and mammoths and all that stuff exists in the inner earth. Right.
And they control them with their minds, you know, you know, cause I've gone out of body and gone there, and I saw what was down there. I saw a place where all these ships and planes and were stacked up on the beach. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, they're in the door, you know, the Bermuda Triangle. They said, when we open the door, they get caught in it. And I said, well, what happened to him? And he said, well, if they didn't flip out, if they survived the journey, they're here. They're with us. They don't want to go back, you know? Mm. And so I think a lot of these people we thought disappeared are going to reappear, and they're probably going to be ambassadors.
It gives me the chills.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Something like that. So, so anyway, I saw the same thing. I saw crystal cities. I saw ships flying on the interior. And I know people that have technology that can actually track those ships flying underneath us as well as above us. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's definitely going. I know we've got I'm looking at our clock here, I can't even see it because of the light, but I think we've got plenty of time. Yeah, I was trying to think, is there anything else you want to also too, go to the website eseti.org, because we have some in May we have a beautiful workshop coming up. We're adding workshops as we go. And we're kind of waiting to get guidance on the conference. We haven't gotten guidance yet on when and how that's going to happen. We're waiting for these energies to shift, because we don't like to plan too far in advance, because we want to know what the dynamics are that are going on. So we wait for the masters to go, okay, do it now or wait, and they keep moving dates around for us. So anyway, but everything's on there. I've got a self-mastery class coming up in June. A lot of people are coming in it already. So, you know, look at that, check that out. And,
That conference you have in May with Cameron and Clark, that sounds pretty amazing. Yeah. I love those guys. I mean,
they're great guys, just hanging around with them. They're very positive. And, you know, talk about having trials. Those guys have gone through. And Clark just recently, you know, had his legs broken, all that stuff. And he's back, you know, he's out there doing his thing, you know, and Cameron, you know, especially.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah. He works for a company, but with amputees and things like that. And that guy does more. I mean, he's got like basically one arm. and you know, he's got prosthetics or whatever for his legs and his other arm. The guy's out there swimming like way out in the middle of the ocean, you know, and he's going under caves and wanting to jump off of cliffs and everything.
Guy's incredible.
I know. I go, you're crazy. I've got two arms and two legs. I'm not doing that stuff.
He was trying to get me to do it. And I was like, no way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's amazing. When he was here for our dolphin seminar, I mean, he just was like, yeah, bonsai, right in the water, you know, and just the amount of mental capability and the stamina that he has and the joy and the love that he puts off. I mean, people gravitate to him and the experiences that he's gone through. That guy, he's just amazing, you know. If anybody feels drawn to go to his conference, I mean, I'd highly recommend.
Yeah, if I went through everything he went through, I don't know. I'd probably just say, I'm out of here. I know, right? Yeah, I'm checking out. I'm going to the other side. I know who's there. And I, you know, but.
Nothing stops him.
No,
he's like, nothing does.
Amazing, amazing spirit. But.
Which really, I feel like, you know, I was thinking about this as you're talking, like, what else are people really feeling right now? And there's a lot of fear coming up for people and people that the unknown, and especially with this war going on. And, you know, I feel like you had said, I think in one of your newsletters, like, turn the TV off And it's like, really, that's one of the best things that we can do is really connect in and find that in your heart of what's true. And I feel like that's what a lot of this is, because there's so much information wars and so many things that disinformation out there. And it's like, the more we can go into our hearts, the more we can discern like what's true and what feels right for you. And what are the next steps? Because a lot of it is all being created right now. And it's like, really, it's like almost one day at a time. You know, like I can't even, you know, it's like the way I used to think is, what am I going to do 5 years from now? What am I going to do 10 years from now? Now it's almost like, what am I going to do next week?
What am I going to do tomorrow?
That's really it. It's like
everything's changing.
Everything, like you said, I mean, everything is happening so fast, and our minds can't wrap our heads around it, is what it really feels like.
Yeah.
You know,
like there's so much going on, I'm going to have to clone myself. I swear, there's no way I can take care of all of it or get good. Good help, which I have, but get more good help, you know. But it's crazy what's happening, and I saw the story about this woman. She was trying to sell me this good luck charm for abundance, you know, and she's going, "Oh, it'll bring you abundance." I go, "No, give it to somebody else." You know, I've been living a very simple life. I want to stay that way, and all this abundance is coming. I said, "Give that charm to somebody else," but you know, it's a matter of, you know, it comes with a lot of responsibility with abundance, and you have to learn how to channel that energy and channel it out so it's you know, in the highest and best good of humanity, the earth, and make sure you're not creating dependencies when you do it too, which is really tricky, you know. So you go, okay, I want to help humanity, the earth, but I want to create dependencies, you know. So you know, that's self-reliance is one of the yoga arms, you know, that they talk about, you know, right thinking, right eating, right living, you know, all that stuff, you know, and being sovereign and on, but
that divine flow.
Yeah. And the flow is abundant, you know. It's just like, it's like when you get in that flow, everything just starts going. Now, if you're in social consciousness, good luck, because that's on a downward spiral. And, and you know, one world is collapsing, it's on the downward spiral, and the other world is moving up, you know, so it's coming in. So just, it's okay. You know, it's really okay for this old world to just let it collapse. It's not worth maintaining anyway.
Well, you bring up some good points, because it's like, I think that's what we're trying to do, is a lot of us are holding on to the old ways.
Yeah.
I have to have a job, and I have to do this, and I have to earn money, and I have to, you know, play this whole game. And it's like, I feel like the universe is really asking us, just step back for a second, take a deep breath. We got you. We're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And you just need to follow that, even though it may not make sense mentally. Like if you're being asked to leave your job, or you're being asked to go move somewhere, I feel like if you're in your heart and that really feels good, follow that, trust it, you know?
And, yeah.
Cause you don't know what's going to open up, and you don't know how it's going to open up. And when we try to, like, you know, grab onto it and grasp, like, well, how's this all going to work out? Then it's like, we don't let the divine like flow through it. Like you were just talking
about letting go.
It is. It really is. I mean, that feels like the message, right?
I heard they said that last frontier of self-mastery is letting go of control. It's just letting go. And get in that flow, you know, and just let it happen. And, you know, a little bit about my story. I don't like talking about myself that much, but there was a time where, after I had the near-death experience, I was in commercial real estate. I had my own office. I was doing a lot of construction, and you know, I was totally entrenched in that world. And I just walked away from it. I let it go, and I gave everything away. I said, "I'm out of here." I gave everything away. I sold my house so I could buy the ranch, and so it was a series of steps that happened. But I let everything go, and then everything came back to me like twice as much.
Wow.
And then I'm trying to, and people keep coming, trying to give me things. No, give it, find somebody else, find another avenue for that. Cause I'm trying to simplify and just live close, a simple life, close, natural, you know, way of life. And you know, to me, toys are nice if they're functional, you know, a tractor, it's a great thing. I love having a little tractor, you know, I have John Deere tattooed to my butt all winter long, moving the snow, but you know, that's getting old too. But you know, it's fun. That tractor becomes an extension of you in the backhoe, and you're in there working with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like, you know, I had one guy come up and he goes, "Why are you using a tractor? You know, you have wheelbarrows." And I said, "Seriously? You know, have you ever worked on a 70-acre ranch?"
Oh my gosh.
You know, and, And I said, okay, if you give me 20 or 30 people with wheelbarrows and I'll do the same thing with this tractor. And, but anyway, you know, it's just being conscious, you know, with the land. And the same thing here is that there's all these pressures to do this or do that. And a lot of pressure, people really pushing on people, trying to push their way or their old ways on you or their, and you just have to back up and set a boundary and just say, no, you know, and back off. Let me think about this, you know, wait, give me some time to process this and see what I want to do, because we're on overwhelm right now. And there's so many things going on that there comes a time where you have to just like cut all the cords, cut all the ties, get out in nature and just get grounded, mm-hmm. you know, go jump in the ocean or something, you know, to mm-hmm. get all this stuff off you. But yeah, it's, you know, we have to, it's all about, as I said before, it's all about open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and learn the tools, self-mastery tools. And then things just come, you know, we're our own worst enemies, you mm-hmm. know, because we want to control everything because of some event in the past or whatever, you know, we're always trying not to let that happen again. But the more we focus on it, the more it's going to happen again right. you know, until we let it go completely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you have a great story just talking about how you had all that stuff and then let it all go. And, you know, that's amazing because that just shows the power of consciousness and the power of just following the flow and following yeah. your heart. And look at what you've created, all this, you know, Isetti and all the amazing people that have come to your ranch. I mean, I've been there and it's incredible. The energy's there and having Mount Adams there and just all the, you know, the off-world presence that is really there. It's incredibly powerful. And just look at, if you had kept holding on and not let go, you know, this wouldn't be happening right now. No. You know, I mean, look at like how that has all transpired just by letting go.
And so many people come to the ranch and they have to go through that same process. And rather than let go, sometimes they want to attack what you're doing. So that's not rational. That's not this. It's really funny. You watch this process going on. You go, I'm fine. You know, I'm good, you know, have fun with that, you know, mm-hmm. But anyway, there's so much going on right now. And I just been, I know both of us were feeling, you know, we're got the same hit at the same time, like what's available to us that all of a sudden we got a glimpse of what is waiting to come in.
Totally.
And it is so mind boggling. We can't even wrap our heads around it. You know, the future that we're having, where it's available to us, but we have to choose it. You know, we have to work to make it happen, but that what's available, we can't even wrap our heads around. It's so big. Yeah.
I do feel like there's so much amazing energy coming in right now. And it's like things that haven't even been on the planet or haven't been here in a really long time are coming in. And when we try to put it in our, you know, rational mind, it doesn't make any sense. And it's like, we're I feel like we're just grounding rods, like we're just these rods that are just supposed to be holding that energy. And I mean, you bring up a good point too, is, you know, as all this stuff falls away, what are we really focusing on? You know, it's important to know what's falling away and honor that stuff, but it's also really important to be focused on what is coming in and what are we creating and you know holding that frequency too, because there's a lot of us that are just, you know, here to do that too. So
I know Babaji was telling me, I asked him about these shifts and he was telling me back in the 80s, early 80s, he said, you know, there's this huge energy coming to come in. And I said, well, how's that going to affect people? And he said, some are going to get hit like a brick and some are going to hit like a feather. You know, it depends on your ability to let go and go with this flow and release the past, you know? So, and now it's here. I mean, it's undeniable. It's you know, you're going to get hit with a brick or you're going to get hit with a feather, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah. Well, it makes me think, I mean, I'm in the ocean all the time and it just, there's currents, you know, you get in those currents and when you're in the current, everything just flows, you know, and when you're out of the current, you're stuck, you're stagnant, you're not going anywhere. And it's like, it's just literally right there. You can hop back in that flow of the divine energy. And even when it makes no sense, like that's the whole premise of
it's funny. And I was talking to one of the boat captains and he said, you know, it's weird. These whales, they always seem to follow the currents. You know, you watch the currents, you know, and they follow the currents. And I go, duh. You know,
why wouldn't you?
I didn't want to say that. You know? I go, they know what's going on. You know, it's right. Like, yeah, they, you know, when they migrate, they probably catch a current. It's probably this totally orchestrated flow, you know, when they, when they do their thing. But
well, and you think about it, I mean, here just being around, you're posting videos of Arnold and chickens, and you know, we got turtles out here, and you know, all these different pigs, all this different stuff, and it really makes you realize, you know, we're part of nature too. Like, why did we disconnect ourselves? Because we're always like, I gotta get this done, I gotta get that done, but well, they're just Arnold's out there playing with a you know, whatever he finds, you know, chasing the chickens, getting sprayed by water, going for a swim, like chasing some cardboard. And
the other day Kathy can attest to this, it was so funny. I'm sitting there and all these egrets landed over on the other side of the pond, you know, and they're hanging out. I said, Arnold, go chase the egrets. Like this, he takes off and runs around the corner and goes out and chases all the egrets off.
She was there.
Oh, that's and so I go, awesome. I go, what? Who is this pig? You know, you know, he's a wild boar, you know, he's like doing his thing, but he's funny as hell. And
he's so funny.
It's all about what you greet things with, you know, it's like, if you're afraid and you fear it and everything else, then it's going to act a certain way. But if you just feed them and make friends with them and things, but I mean, they are trouble. He is a wild boar, and he is a pig, you know, and he likes to dig up everything, and he likes to turn our pots all upside down and everything else. But anyway,
he's a ham.
Yeah. Definitely. That's what I told everybody. He's a pig. he eats everything. You know, he's a pig. You know, it's like, what do you expect? Totally.
I mean, but you bring up good points. It's like, you're always one to bring in the laughter, and you're always one to bring in that. And I think when we like, what's going on? If we can just laugh and, you know, be like little kids, be like the animals, you know, it really changes the frequency. And it's really that whole letting go and being in. That's what I think about dolphins and whales. Yeah. You know, that's what they're doing, you know?
That's what Arnold was teaching us.
Totally.
Here. He's just doing laps here and running around and throwing things up in the air and playing with
squealing.
And it's hilarious, you know, but I go, be like Arnold. Arnold doesn't give a shit. You know? he's just Arnold. He does whatever he wants. You know? But it's pretty funny. But anyway, I think we're coming up close. We've got just not too many minutes left. I want to get to some questions. So we've got some questions that...
I'll let you jump in there and do some questions.
Do some question and answers here.
Will the souls of my family members still ascend if they have passed away?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it depends on the consciousness that they passed with, and also if other people have been praying for them and things like that. So that's not a blanket question you can answer. It's an individual question. So, you know, there is a burn, and when you cross over, there's a burn. A lot of stuff gets burned off, and most people make it, you know, out. But some people go into the fourth dimension, and then they just do the wheel and then come right back in again and have to work out their stuff again. So it depends on the consciousness of the individual when they crossed over.
Will we still be here when ascension happens, or do we all die to go to another dimension?
You don't have to die to go to another dimension. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of people are sitting here right now in a physical body, but they're carrying 7D consciousness and projecting that out and helping others. So, we don't have to die to, I mean, you can leave your body anytime and go up through the continuum all the way to the source if you want, you know. So, you know, some people are going to change in frequency and they're going to hit that critical mass and flip over and go into the fifth, you know, or, you know, on up, you know. So there's so many possibilities. It's kind of individual.
There's a lot of questions about ascension in here.
Yeah.
I'll change to a different topic. Will the reset of the money be a good one or a bad one?
I think they're doing all they can to implement the negative reset, but I think it's going to fall on its face. And I think there's a positive one coming. It's going to be more fair. So it's just a matter. We're seeing the cleanup right now, and the old guard has to implode, and the banksters are imploding right now too. And that whole global elite is like, you know, imploding basically. So once that's done, but there's going to be a back and forth thing going on for a little while. And then you know, you really think about it. If you have a replicator and free energy, what do you need an economy for? Yeah. You know, so when these technologies come in, it's like, who cares? You know, they can do whatever they want. You know, I can make whatever I want.
Are the space arcs that Dr. Michael Sala is sharing for real, or is it more disinformation than ever?
You know, as far as the space arcs, I know there are, those things are real. There are ships that are, have been parked and sitting there. I'm pretty sure they're ancient Lyrian when I looked into it. They're the ancient Lyrian ships. They're finding ships everywhere. And when we checked in, I think we asked about that and they said, that they are happening. Yeah.
If the Cabal is planning blue beam aliens and our galactic families are also planning on revealing themselves, how will we know the difference? Maybe due to Cabal will be malevolent?
Yeah, well, they've planned on that for a long time, and their planned opposition people, even in the UFO community, have been pushing that agenda. And so it's already, I mean, everybody knows about it now. So when everybody starts figuring it out and finds out about it, then they don't follow through with it. But, you know, they're already doing blue beam stuff in other countries and things like that. But during wars, you know, the projected image of Allah or somebody up there, Muhammad, you know, and that's been already going on. But I just think that's a big fail. And a lot of people too, they're worried about nuclear war now, you know, with Putin, and they're going, well, Russia's going to go to nuclear war. And I said, really? I said, they can't launch a thing. Nobody can launch anything. We can't even launch anything. They're on it. You know, the higher dimensional beings just, they already showed us they can just deconstruct our anything we launch, you know? So, you know, they're on it. And so I wouldn't even worry about that. I don't even see that as a possible future.
Are the Dracos the fallen angels, or is it the Anunnaki?
You know, that's really interesting, because I would not call a Draco a fallen entity. They're just reptiles, you know, the reptilian beings. And there's royal reptilians, and then there's different classes of the reptilians and different groups, and they're very self-serving, and they have no respect for humanity or human life at all. And we have to respect that, you know, and deal with them accordingly. But now the fallen angels could be anything. They could be ancient Lyrians. It could be Pleiadians, the ones that found the earth human to be fair and took them as wives. Things that, you know, they have all those stories in that. Now, were they fallen? They may have fell from their dimension, you know, and got hooked up in the physical and connected here. It just depends. You know, there's demonic type beings. There's when you talk about the Anunnaki, they are the bearded gods. They're human, you know, they're more human, and they're not reptilian. Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians. And so for supremacy of the earth, and we've been under that draconian law ever since, but that's being broken now and taken care of. But there's so much going on to that story, but there's benevolent Anunnaki that are coming in to take care of those that fell from universal law. They're being taken out. And there's all kinds of agreements. You know, we have our Space Force, and then we have our Earth Alliances, and we have the Federation of Worlds, and we have all these different things lined up to usher in this new consciousness, this whole new world. So, and then you got the Dark Fleet, and you got the other guys doing their thing in the Cabal on the other side, but their contract's up, they're done. You know, they're doing all they can to hang on, but it's not going to work.
Why do many truthers claim flat earth? What are they or we missing?
Flat earth. Yeah, I keep getting asked that question about the flat earth. Well, our earth was actually birthed from the sun. And it started out as a hot gaseous ball of energy, you know. And then through centrifugal force, everybody has different names, right? The heavier elements went to the outside to form the crust. And then it started gathering other material from space and water and ice, and a lot of comets are ice and things like that. So over the years, you know, it formed a planet, but they're still hollow on the inside, and they're honeycomb. So if you look at Mercury, you can still see the light shooting through the poles and other. So a young planet will have light shooting through the poles and light shooting through the crust until the crust is fully formed. And a ball or a circle is the more natural state of everything.
This kind of goes into the next question, which says, do you think the Earth is more of a toroidal shape?
Well, it depends on what level. Energetically, yes. You know, physically, no. you know, because everything has its, it has biofields to it, and it has energy fields to it, but not toroidal. Well, it is open at the pole, so kind of, yeah, you might. And it's actually not perfectly round either. It's like almost like kind of pear shaped, you know, because of certain events. But you know, it's looks round, you know, from space when you're coming up on it.
Are the 3 days of darkness a psyop?
Boy, that's a good question, because I've heard 3 days, I've heard 12 days, I've heard all of these things, and there's so many ways you can interpret that. You know, one would be the grid going down. One would be a massive planet going in between the sun and us. There's a lot of different ways of interpreting that, and you know, it might be more than one answer to it. So the 12 days of darkness might be something going between us and the sun. It might be the grid going down. You know, it could be just by there. I need to look into that, because everything keeps changing. At one time, a lot of these things were fixed, and now it's getting really fluid, and a lot of things are being let go. So, you know, we really have to look into all the timelines seem to change just recently. So I'm not sure. I think we're in free flow, and we got to start creating what we want, and, you know, work with the higher dimensional beings that have those abilities.
What would a timeline split look like?
Timeline split. That's interesting, because, you know, I think we're always jumping timelines. And the more you meditate, the more you and practice, do your spiritual practices, your frequencies go up. And then there's multiple time. There's at least 8 Earths, and one is just a little phased out than the other. So you've got like 8 Earths, and you've got all these timelines, and you have all these other things going on. And so there can be a bifurcation of the world which you're in, might just, the whole world could shift.
This one's interesting. Is the surface of the earth covered with giant beings that we live on?
Probably a lot of dead ones, you know.
I've heard that too.
I've heard all kinds of stories. You know, they have the turtle, you know, we're living on a turtle, and we're living on this and that. But no, I think the earth is living being, you know. And, you know, also Gaia actually merged with the Pleiadian Gaia, you might say, like the mother earth of the Pleiades actually merged with the earth. So that's going to get really interesting. That happened quite a while ago.
Everything seems more alive and illuminated. Are those effects from the sun? And can you speak about this visible iridescent effect?
Yeah, definitely. That is not just from the sun. We're moving into a highly energized place in space, and we're getting bombarded by all these energies that are coming in from outside more than we've ever seen before. The whole electromagnetic light spectrum is changing. There's more blue in the ultraviolet now, and that's coming in. There's so many things happening right now. And then we get these big solar bursts that are hitting us as well. And so even during solar minimums, we're still getting flares. And so it's a natural process. It's part of our evolution to go to the next level. And the whole universe is pushing us in that direction.
What are you most excited about personally for when the shift is over? Free energy, open contact, etc.? Are there any aspects of the shift that you think will happen that we maybe haven't heard before?
You know, I'm most excited about is the big reunion, you know, with our families, you know, our galactic families. I just, you know, I keep communicating with them and everything else, but I want to give them all a big hug. You know, that's where I'm at. So that's what I'm just really looking forward. Like, you know, I've done my time here, and you know, I've gotten my licks and bruises and everything from being here, and now I'm just ready to kind of chill out and be with people on the same frequency.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
What does the flower of life signify?
Yeah, the flower of life. That's interesting, but you know, that's probably too long to go into. We only have like a minute left, you know, to go into the flower of life. But there's all kinds of geometric patterns right now, and they're being shown in the crop circles and everything else. And they have so many messages to them. that you have to kind of meditate on each one and look at it. And some are talking about technology, some are ancient symbols to reawaken us and trigger our subconscious. You know, some are messages about the future and timelines merging. And there's so many things happening, but I think it's amazing because I think they have the flower of life burned through this rock in Egypt, and it's all the way through the rock.
Wow.
And so you go, okay, who did that? You know, who, wow. You know, it's So, and there's things like that that have been left over that there's no way that this is the first rodeo. You know, we've been several advanced civilizations have been on the planet, and we're just evolving again up to, we haven't even caught up to our ancestors yet.
What's the name of the opening song you always have on your broadcast?
Oh, it's Indian in the Machine. And Dieter, I keep forgetting his name, but yeah. And if you just type in Google Indian in the Machine, I think it'll come up.
Are we close to MSM going down?
Oh, God, we're at the end of the hour, so I have to sign. But all these news companies are just, I mean, their listening base is gone. So who's propping them up? You know, the Illuminati are propping these stations, you know, up. So they're going to go by the wayside only because everybody's moving and nobody's listening to them anymore. And there's no foundation there, and there's no income. It's not a asset anymore. So they're just going to phase out. You know, but like Truth Social, all these other ones are coming out and everybody's moving over there. All of them, you're going to see all these platforms just kind of collapse. And then the ones that are working in line with universal law and free speech and everything else, those are going to continue, you know, but we still have to behave ourselves. You know, we have to be kind to each other and listen, you know, and not just attack, you know, because you'll get kicked off. We kick people out of our place all the time for doing it. So we go, come on, guys, you know, let's have a discussion. Let's not drop into character assassination here, you know. But anyway, that's the way it's going. But, you know, unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour here. We're going to have to sign off. And thank God, you know, for all the awesome people that have helped me get my fiber optics up here and get the studio going. And the people at Telcel and everything else has just been amazing. And so all I can say is keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, ride this wave that's coming in and let go. And just, you'll find yourself so free when you do. And that energy of freedom is just, there's no price for it, you know. Anyway, have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Good night. We'll be right back.